an NPR One original.
There's a buzzword coming up a lot in Washington, D.C. these days.
I have been a big advocate for soft power.
For aid to be deployed as American soft power.
In the soft power withdrawal of the United States.
Soft power. It's often used in conversations around foreign aid. But what exactly does it mean? I'm Andrew Mambo. NPR global health correspondent Fatma Tanis is here to help explain soft power. Hey, Fatma.
Hi, Andrew.
So when people talk about soft power, what exactly do they mean?
Generally, soft power means when a state is able to get other countries or people to adopt its worldview. It's able to get people to do what it wants them to do without having to use coercion or force. That is in opposition to hard power, which means, you know, you have to use force in order to get people to do what you want them to do.
And what are some examples of soft power in practice?
So, you know, it can be cultural. For example, you know, tourism is a big part of soft power. People come visit your country. They like what they see. They want to move there, or they like your culture. They like your TV, or, you know, Hollywood, for example, is a huge part of U.S. soft power. American music, Coke and McDonald's is a really big part of American soft power. These are things that people around the world aspire to, they like to enjoy, etc. And then there are some of the more tangible things like foreign aid, for example. You know, the U.S. has been the largest donor of global health and development around the world, spending tens of billions of dollars each year on fighting disease and poverty. And what that has done is it has built a lot of goodwill for the U.S.
But that model that you just described is shifting under the Trump administration. Can you talk about what ways that's changed?
That's right. So, you know, the administration has decided that foreign aid is a waste of taxpayer money, that that's something that they no longer want to be investing in. And so the Trump administration dismantled the U.S. Agency for International Development. That was the biggest arm of U.S. foreign aid. It is now focusing only, you know, on immediate life-saving humanitarian spending, but a lot of that other longer-term work has gone away.
Now, your reporting shows that there's another major player that's been changing its approach to soft power, China. What are we seeing from China?
So China is going in the opposite direction. As the U.S. is retreating from foreign aid, China is increasingly seeing foreign aid as an effective tool. And it's changing the way that it used to do foreign aid, which has been very, very transactional. China has been investing in these hard infrastructure projects. So railways, ports, roads, shopping centers, that Chinese companies would build and there would be tangible economic gains for China. It was very obvious that China was doing this for its own gains. What they've started to do is focus more on what they call small and beautiful projects, which means they're now, for example, building a bridge on an island and then hiring locals to build that bridge instead of bringing in Chinese companies to do that. You know, they're refurbishing maternity wards in Zimbabwe. So smaller things where it's a little bit more altruistic that they're hoping will gain goodwill for them.
And what are the long-term consequences for a shift away from U.S. soft power?
It's hard to measure how the U.S. will lose its soft power if it does, but there will be signs. So, for example, looking at the U.N. resolutions or Security Council votes, if the U.S. is increasingly standing alone and if it increasingly has to use other methods to get countries on its side, that's a sign that its soft power is waning.
And how hard is it to reestablish soft power once it's been lost?
Well, it's something that's very difficult to quantify. And we don't have a lot of history to rely on here when it comes to the U.S. losing soft power or making a major change in its foreign policy in this way. You know, I've talked to a lot of experts about this, and all of them basically said, we don't know where this is going.
That's NPR's Fatma Tanis. Fatma, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.